Hello, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Brawls. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi there, little Ben.
Hi there, little Rondel.
Everybody, welcome to the show today. It's Below Deck Sailing Yacht Day. Ooh. We actually missed a Below Deck Sailing Yacht last week, so it's a lot to catch up on.
I know. Thanks for everyone for being patient with us while
We were traveling around, touring, and next week is the grand finale of our Hunky Dory tour. We are finishing up in Texas, Moon Tower Comedy Festival here in Austin. We do that Tuesday night, and then we are going to Houston, House of Blues the next night, and then we're finishing up in Dallas on that Thursday night. So go get your tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. You will also find our links to Patreon. That's where our bonus episodes are, our Crappens on Demand video recaps, and links to our merch. Crappensmerch.com is over there. Also, find us on Take a Seat every Monday night. It's on Spotify Green Room. That is our weekly live show where we talk about Bravo Goss and just talk with you guys. You guys talk to us. We bring you up. Fun time. So thanks to everybody who's making that so much fun for us.
Truly.
And today is time for Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Extra sideways. This episode was extra sideways and bouncy and fendery. It was it was all the... Let's see. What did we miss on the last episode? I think the last episode... Oh, Tom got fired. So that happened. That was the big thing. I think that's the big thing that happened. Tom got fired. And and then we had some like sort of like a low rent version of what's that guy who's on that show on E, like
you'll have to be more specific.
The southern guy who is the sorry everyone, I apologize.
Oh, the family,
the one he talks like this.
Yeah,
well,
family,
he's sort of like
blonde guy who has like those shoulders who talks like that are this. Always. His shoulders are always like he's saying, what? What? Like he's always shrugging.
Yeah, the guy him. We've got a low rent version of him as the I'm gonna
get
it.
Chrisley knows best. Or whatever. Yeah, Chrisley knows best.
Yeah, we got a low rent Chrisley on this on the boat at the moment. that's the big news.
This guy to me is like a dad's golf friend. You know, it's like, there they are. Like, whoa, now tell me what you do again, young lady. You know, one of those guys.
Yeah. And we also missed another crew talent show, which I think we're all grateful for, that we didn't have to recap that experience.
Yeah. The Tom thing was interesting because we were speculating that Tom probably wasn't being fired right away because they couldn't get someone COVID checked and replace, you know. So it did seem like that was what happened, but that fucking guy was so annoying that the captain was like, nope, he's gone today. I don't care if we're short somebody. He's out.
Yeah, he just was like, he wasn't doing anything to improve his position on the boat. He was just sort of still sitting around. And Glenn was kind of like, Tom, he just points at things. He's like, come on, chamois something. Do something. Hold a chamois. I don't want to see you not holding a chamois. And Tom was still sitting around being useless. So eventually Glenn was like, okay, get rid of this guy.
Yeah, Tom took it pretty well, though, I have to say. You know, he didn't have a fit and blame everybody else. He was like, I've learned something from this. I've really learned something from this one. Like, we'll see. I hope that Carol has learned something from this, your mother. I hope Carol is waiting for you with a wooden spoon in her hand to spank
her
butt until you get your shit together, sir. Bye.
Yeah. Probably she probably is not doing that, though, which explains a lot about Tom. So now here we are. And at the end of the episode, there was a fight with Gary and Daisy because they're understaffed. The deckhands are working hard. And so Kelsey was on the anchor watch. And so she was up all night long. And then one of the Chris Chrisleys, if not Chris Chrisley himself, fake Chris Chrisley. Is his name Chris Chrisley, or am I just saying? Mixing him up with Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor?
Oh, God. Like, Chris could you imagine him? Hey, look
I
at
could
my
imagine
fun
him as a
blow family, all right? Here's my family having wacky fun times. Wow, honey, one of the kids wants to go to camp.
If there's anyone who I could imagine being a below deck guest. It's Chris Christie. Like, I can imagine him getting on board, making the dumb jokes about like, we'll take this room, the master. I can imagine him asking for a refill. I can imagine him getting on the jet ski and taking the jet ski too far away and too close to the beach, and then him falling off the jet ski. I see the entire Chris Christie episode.
Can I jerry rig this boat to get a bigger room? Like, come on.
Yeah, he's going to just like close down the harbor so that way he gets what he wants.
The lowest energy version of the Chrisley show ever. So, yeah, previously, the Ashley and Gabriella thing where Gabriella was jumping in bed with Gary and Ashley's like, are you going to be coming to bed? Are you going to be sleeping somewhere else, Gabriella? And her saying, this is fucked up because I could have fucked Gary already. I could have fucked him.
Well, congratulations. So could have a houseplant, honestly. So then Kelsey was up all late and one of the guests was up early. And so Kelsey got him coffee. She got two coffees. And then Gary got all mad about it because Gary woke up and there was like still a sheet on. There's still like a covering on the bench. And he's like, oh, she's up. Where isn't Gabriella up? Because now Kelsey's making coffee instead of turning things over the top of coaches. And Daisy, you gotta get your women to wake up. They gotta wake up, Daisy. She's like, don't trouble talking about me and myself. I don't want to fight with you, but if you want to fight, a fight is what you're gonna get, Gary.
Just tell me what you want from my girls and we'll do it. And he's like, I want them to be up so I don't have to uncover a goddamn catch in the first thing in the morning.
And she's like, I'm not going to get into an argument about this, Gara. And I'll make sure the girls are up at any time you want. You just tell me when, Gara.
So Jim, the Chrisley guy, I just wrote, that fucking dork scares Ashley behind the bar. So he comes up behind Ashley at the bar. He's like, oh, boo. She's like, oh, ha, 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 ha. He's like, ha, 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 ha. They like make those cutesy sounds at each other. It's a weird moment. It's a weird moment.
It was a weird, strange moment. And then we go right back to the fight. And Daisy's like,
listen, Kelsey had two coffees and one guest was up early. It's not that big of a deal. And you make it sound like 15 guests of the friends are all came on board. And you know what? He's always like, oh, I never got 8 hours of sleep and I solved your problem. Manage your time better. You have the same amount of people as we do and we have a bigger interior than you do a deck. Ah.
And Colin is in there now and he's just smiling because he loves the mess, you know? And she's like, if someone needs coffee, you get the coffee. It's a 60-meter boat. It's not the size of Ireland. And then this whole talk of like fucking Gary. I mean, Gary doesn't get enough sleep. That's his problem. You think making coffee is hard? Oh, fucking A. And then it cuts to Gary literally climbing up a pole. It's like, I think Gary, you know, no matter what your opinion is on Gary, I think Gary probably does the most of anyone that we've ever seen on Below Deck.
I know. He really does. Well, because his crew's always fucking up. And I feel like every episode is always Gary running across the boat and like throwing himself into like a little hole and pulling out like a chain and a fender and like a rope, you know?
So then Gabby and Marcos had an issue because she said, okay, Marcos, they're ready. Basically, she came in and said, Marcos, the guests are sitting down now. They're having wine. And he said, okay. And Daisy come in and said, all right, they're ready, Marcos. And he goes, what the fuck? Nobody's going to tell me when they're ready? And Cammy's like, I did. I did just tell you that they were ready.
Yeah, I thought that was dick of Marcos because Gabriella was like, they're sitting down. Like, why? She's just going to announce it for the fun of it. And then she's like, how dare you throw me under the bus, Marcos? So now they have like, they've actually had slightly growing tension, but I never really picked up on it. But this is the moment where you're like, oh, wow, he's kind of a dick, it turns out. I had liked him all season, but now I'm realizing he's a dick.
Well, we saw this coming in the first couple episodes because he's like, oh, I never sleep. I like to always be the one awake all the time. I'll clean the kitchen. I don't care. I'll work on 2 hours. I clean the kitchen till the middle of the night. I wake up in the middle of the night to do prep. And it's all, I remember saying, it's always these ones who turn out to be monsters by the end because you're not sleeping. Go to sleep.
Well, it's because they do something and then they expect you to be like on their schedule. They like voluntarily say, I'm going to wake up early, and then they get mad that other people don't voluntarily do it with them. It's like, no, you chose to be up early and doing this shit, so that's going to be on you.
So we basically came up with, well, when you want your food, you say fire, which is, you know, not unheard of. That is usually what you say, but it's like half the season is over. And that's like some weird new rule or whatever. So anyway, now it's the morning. So she's like, chef, they want their breakfast around 8:45. And I know you already have a couple things ready. Is that enough time for you? And he's like, yes, it's enough time. I wake up early. She's like, okay, well, I know you get up early. So just checking. Okay.
I also wondered if that was like a barb about the fact that she wasn't up early enough to serve the coffee to the guests. Either way, I was like, it's a dick comment. I don't know the layers in which he was intending, but all the layers that I detected were all dick.
Oh.
Dick layers of dick.
So then Colin and Gary are on deck talking, and Colin's like, what's up with Daisy this morning? She's fuming.
Want to gossip about it, Gary? And so Gary's like, well, I just walked away because I can't handle it. I'm trying to find a solution. And she's, here's your solution. That's what she says. And then we have two people out on deck. We got work 24 hours around the clock. We don't get 8 hours of sleep. And she's very defensive. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to fuck her tonight.
So then breakfast is being served. And Jim's like, why are you and I so shaky today, honey? Because you're alcoholics, Jim. Okay. There are also those people who like go drinking and the next day they're like, oh my God, we drank so much. Oh, we sure did. Oh gosh, we haven't drank that much. We drank so much. Oh, look at us. We're still shaking. Oh my God, we drank so much.
Last time we got that drunk, we got wasted and called the HSN and bought 5 pashminas for ourselves. Am I right? So then Gary is calling Glenn. Glenn's calling Gary, I should say. And there's going to be some bad weather coming up. And so we see them looking at the waves. There could be some swells and all this stuff. And, well, actually, they look at that later. But there's going to be bad weather. Bad weather's on the horizon. And Glenn is like, you know, when it comes to unpredictable weather and wind and docks, I've learned the hard way. It's like, and here we go. Let's wind up that beautiful dock footage of Glenn crashing the yacht for the 40th time this season.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. By the way, that commercial actually came on Bravo the other day. I was cracking up.
Did it?
Roll that beautiful bean footage. But now they've changed it from that song to be like more modern. I was like, oh God, guys. Okay. Wow. Thanks for adding a spin to the beautiful bean footage. Okay. It was roll fine that the way beautiful- it was.
Roll that beautiful bean TikTok. We're so modern.
So the captain, you know, we see the boat crash into the dock and him screaming God damn it, and then cutting to Captain Lee like, I need the trademark office, please. That would be great.
Then cuts to Captain Jason being like, you call that a boat crash? This is a boat crash, as his yacht goes like down Main Street in New Zealand.
Cut to Captain Sandy like, this is Hannah's fault. So
calling maritime law right now. We got a bunch of boat crashers.
So the captain is cuts back to the captain and he's like, well, you know, we have a very delicate paint job right now. You have a boat filled with drywall caulk, so yeah, you better make sure that shit doesn't run into anything.
I'll tell you, the most delicate paint job I've seen on that boat has been Cindy's spray tan on that couch. That's what you call a paint job. They're going to be doing this, like, they're putting out extra special fenders, and they put out these big-ass fenders. These look like, as they say in Philadelphia, pork rolls. These giant-ass things. I was like, were these made by Jimmy Dean? What is going on here with these fenders?
Well, they have to put different size fenders because there's something with the water height and the...
They want extra protection in case the storm causes them to crash again. So they're like, let's bring out the pork roll fenders, and, you know,
so
protect
the,
ourselves.
The interior crew comes out to help them, so everybody's carrying ropes and fenders and all of this stuff, and Kelsey, you know, is there helping the usual. Also, it seems like Bravo is listening to people saying, hey, where's that cast member? Because Alex from Summer House was missing, and now he's suddenly back. And a lot of people online are like, is Kelsey even on the show anymore? Where is Kelsey? And this episode, I feel like, was a lot of, look, I'm Kelsey. I'm here. Fluky.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelsey is suddenly back. And then we also get, you know, we talked before how there's always this random scene of Gary talking about how to do something that never really makes sense because he's showing Gabriella how to tie a knot. And he's like, oh, well, you tie that knot. Don't tie it this way because it goes over the left. And there's
a dolphin and blah, 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 blah. So they're docking. The fenders are over the side. And Colin's like, Gary, these lines aren't going to work. They're not long enough. And the captain's like, that's not going to work, guys. We need longer lines, Gary. He's like, I don't have any, all right? Just tie the boat. Just tie it onto something.
All these awkward pork rolls dangling off this, like the side of the boat, but they're only like just barely below the railing. They look like very tight, like... Look like a lady's hair from like the Victorian era, just like these tight curls, you know? Maybe not.
So Jim's like, this is sure something you don't want to screw up, guys. I'll tell you that much. And this is from someone who might as well just be a drunk, how we drank last night. Tell you, don't want to screw it up, kids. So the fenders drop and the captain's like, wait, are the fenders even touching the water? It's yeah, a it's big a lot mess, of like, basically.
Yeah, it's just very, very awkward. And then they're like, there's like screaming about like, he's like, don't throw a fender without a line on it. And then there's also this little yellow boat. And so then there's like, I guess maybe it's a catamaran because Glenn keeps saying like, I need to know the distance to this yellow cat. There's a yellow cat. Give me the distance until I need to know where the yellow cat is. And they ask Ashley to call out the distance. So she's like, I think you've got about 75 feet. And they're like, no, I don't think so. That's about a mile away. Pretty sure I'm staring directly at the captain's face on the yellow cat right now.
This is not a mile away. Look like fucking idiots. Which he's totally right. They look like a damn disaster. And this, you're only yes. missing Tom. And he sucked. He didn't know how to do anything either. So.
I know. Like, I just wanted the Calliope music to start playing, like, doo, 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 as this, like, teetering yacht with sausage rolls on the side comes, like, floating into the port.
And even the chef is out there helping, right? The whole crew is out there. And Jim goes, all this to get your bag off, honey.
Shut up, Jim. I've had enough of you. Don't need your commentary.
So there's like 90,000 fenders now in the water. Okay. So it's like fenders everywhere. So they say their goodbyes. And Jim's like, but honestly, I just don't honestly know what to tell y'all. The amount of fun, the amount of friendship, the amount of vodka in our veins. Am I right, guys? We were drunk.
Yeah, so then they walk off, and then Glenn does the old gag there with the horn. And then it's time for the tip meeting. So Glenn's like, you know, it goes without saying that this charter started on a bit of a bad foot. You know, we had to say goodbye to Tom. Just kidding, that was a great foot. That was, of all the feet I've seen, that was one of the best feet I've ever seen. So, you know, I've got a lot of lives to consider, and that incident put those lives at risk. And that said, Kelsey, I want to especially thank you. There we go, everyone. Is everyone happy? We mentioned Kelsey. We actually highlighted Kelsey just now. Is the internet happy at last? Okay, thanks.
So I'm working on getting someone new in. Gary, go ahead. And Gary's like, Colin, thanks for helping out. Girls, thanks for helping out. Chef, thanks for helping out. Oh, how much money did we make? All right. He's like, well, the tip is 21 grand. You know, plus Tom is dead, so we'll send his mother, Carol, a 1/23rd of his share, and we'll split the rest. Fuck that guy.
hopefully Tom's tip won't run aground somewhere on the way over to the Northern England path that he's on. So then Daisy sits down after the meeting. Daisy's with Ashley and Gabriella, and she's like, so how did the charter go for you guys? And she's like, they're all like, yeah, this is the best one. Yeah, we're like really getting along, and yeah, this is great, everything's great.
So she's like, well, what happened with Marcos at dinner? You know, she's like, I know I wasn't there, but like, what happened? And Gabriella says, well, we discussed it. And he said, next time say fire. I mean, what are you going to do? Like, I gave him the play by play, but didn't say fire. So now I'll say fire. She's like, all right, then. So then we cut to Gary and Colin in their room, and Gary farts on Colin, as he does.
Yep.
And Colin's like, my mouth was open and everything.
My mouth is open because I was just about to tell you a very important story about last year when I was with my girlfriend. All right, I'll just save that. I'll just bookmark that story with all the other ones I never got to finish because no one wants to listen to me. All right.
So everyone's getting ready to go out, and Colin's like, all right, everyone, Geary, here's bed case. And Daisy's like, is that what was smelling in your cabin? Because that was disgusting.
You could smell that across all of the Emerald Isles, am I right, everyone?
So then, by the way, Colin has really upped his game, because last season, you know, I gave him a lot of shit for the fact that like everyone would dress up to go out and he'd put on like a t-shirt and like cargo shorts and like Tevas. But this season he puts on a t-shirt and jeans. So you know what? Moving in the right direction.
Oh my God, he's got that face. He can wear whatever he wants.
That's right.
Or not. What do I care? Just don't wear it around me, you handsome little devil.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, so then the girls, they all get in their vans, and in the girls' van, they're just like, they're just wondering, they're trying to anticipate what the boys are doing. They're like, what do we think the boys are doing? It's like, well, they're probably doing the beatbox, they're probably beatboxing, and then it cuts to like the guys beatboxing. Am I in the right wrong
no,
part?
No, that's
I
think later.
The
wrong part. Right now they're Gary's like, what do you think they're doing over in their van? They're talking about me, I guarantee it. And they are. You know, he's totally right. And then Daisy's like, all right, girls, who would you fuck if you could? Colin won't stop gossiping, Gary wouldn't stop farting, and Marcos wouldn't stop crying. Basically, they're all unfuckable.
And Kelsey's like, guilty. I've done that a couple of times, crying during sex. Actually, I didn't mean crying during sex. I meant eating my hair during sex. It happens.
Yeah, flossing my teeth with my hair during sex. So they arrive at the restaurant, and Marcos is still pissy, right?
Really pissy.
He's like super pissy. And he's like, okay, I want to say, you know, next time we're going to go higher and higher. And Kelsey's like, yeah, we're going to, like, vibe so hard, the guests have no choice but to, like, vibe harder. Right, guys?
Yeah. And then Gabriella's, and then Marcos goes, yeah, but still, like, in my case, I like to go higher and higher. So Gabriella's getting annoyed with Marcos. So she's like, oh, she starts, like mocking and being like, oh, back to me, Marcos. Because she was also mad because Kelsey said that she was gonna take a video of them all, so she takes out her camera and starts doing a video. And Marcos goes, "Oh, it's a video." And Gabrielle's like, "Yeah, she said she was gonna make a video, you know." So Gabrielle's like, just really annoyed at Marcos for just not really listening and taking the women seriously.
So, and he's obviously kind of getting at her, right? He's like, "For me, mm-hmm. I like to be higher because I don't like to be on the same level." And she goes, "Yeah, complacency sucks, Marcos. We get it." So their food comes out, and Gary's like, well, that octopus looks really good. And Daisy's like, you can have some if you don't pat me off. All right. And he's like, so Daisy's still pissed at me, Daisy? Come on, Daisy. Why were you so defensive with me earlier?
just the sound of him eating octopus. So then at one point, Daisy goes,
Ashley's my biggest fan.
And Gabriella goes, yeah, that's clear. And Ashley goes, I would never say anything bad about you, Daisy. And Daisy's like, oh, that's sweet. I'm perfect towards her. And that's what happens when you don't piss me off. Ha!
And then Gabriella starts doing like blowjob hands. And she's like, ah, yeah, I wish I could suck dick like that. And Gary's like, well, if you want to practice, by all means.
So then Daisy and Gary go off to have a cigarette, and then Daisy's like, listen, I'm not laughing at you until you apologize. There'll be no laughter at any of your jokes until you apologize. And he's like, blah, 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 but what am I apologizing for? You don't have to apologize, but you at least have to acknowledge what you said. He's like, are you getting defensive? Blah, 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 blah.
So he's like, I can snap out of it with Daisy because I love her. You know, he's like, I don't need to win with Daisy. And so then we go back to the table, and Gabrielle is like, I need to poop. Can we go home now? And then Marcos starts speaking Italian. And she's like, well, I don't speak Italian, Marco. So he goes, okay, then what language would you like to speak? And she goes, Portuguese. How about that?
And he goes, well, how about English? And so then he like asks the table what everyone wants to do. And so then she's like, oh, I see. So you guys listen to him, but you're not going to listen to me when I say I want to go back to the boat. Like, and he even asked me what language do I speak in. And I said Portuguese. So she's just like.
No, she's saying, don't talk to her, because he like turns away from her.
Oh.
He's like, we're going to talk in English. And then he turns away from her and he's like, so Ashley, what are we going to do tonight? She goes, don't speak to her. Speak to me. Like, what the hell? Now you ask me what language I want. Oh. You wouldn't speak in that language. So they're.
That makes more sense.
They're giving each other all this energy, but like the fight itself is so stupid, right? Like neither one of them will say anything. So it's hard to follow.
Yeah.
It's like,
I did fall asleep at this part. I was, I fell asleep and then I like woke up the next morning and finished watching the show. So I probably got the details started to probably get murky for me because I was like,
So Kelsey is like, so guys, how many times have you been in love? And Marcos is like, well, too many times. I don't trust anybody now. And she goes, well, yeah, you know, I wish I was more open. He goes, well, for me. And she just stops talking. And Gabrielle is like, oh, well, yep, back to him. Yeah, mm-hmm. Back to him. There we go.
And he's just like going on. He's like, for me, I'm just like to be in this circle. And Gabrielle is like, oh, yeah, we're so lucky. And he's like, you know what? You're being sarcastic, which is, you know, like you're being like a fucking idiot. So you better stop it. You know, she goes, I'm not an idiot. And he's like, you know what? Fuck off. I'm not going to share what I'm going to share right now. And she's like, oh, well, you're a very insightful person. But sometimes you make a lot of things about you. And it's okay for me to say that.
And he says, I am free speech to say that. And she goes, I know you have free speech, Marco. And he's like, well, you should let people talk. And she's like, so should you. So they're just having this stupid little fight. Meanwhile, Kelsey was just trying to have one scene in this whole goddamn season. Like, to talk about how she feels about something, right?
Falling in love.
So Marco's is like, she will not disrespect me. And did you notice how much like Mike Schuette looks when he's pissed? They get just like a similar look in their eye, you know? And exactly. So he tells Gabriella that she acts like an idiot when she drinks and that tomorrow she's going to be sorry.
Yeah, because she always apologizes. She gets drunk and then she apologizes the next day. So then there's like awkwardness and Kelsey's like, so anyways, I've never been in love because I don't open up enough. And now we can move on. Gabriella, burnt orange is your color.
So then they're still going, Gabriella and Marcos. So she's like, you don't have to get personal, Marcos. You know, you say, like, I'm going to wake up and regret it. That's personal. He's like, I won't talk to you then. I'll stay away from you. She's like, fine. He's like, fine. Now I have to say sorry. She goes, it was mean. It's like, oh my God, you guys are so boring with this. You're boring.
I know. So then Gabriella starts walking away and Marcos is like, I don't have time for this bullshit. And Gary's like, Gabs. But then doesn't do anything else. He just lets her walk, keep going. So then Gabriella's like, you know what? When I was in my early 20s, I'd literally tell you to suck a dick and tell you to fuck off, maybe even quit my job. But I'm too old for this shit. You know why? Because I'm mature. Oh, yeah. Buzzword for the season. Maturity.
Yeah, there we go. So then Daisy's like, Gabriella! And she comes out to her sitting on a bench. And she's like, well, Kelsey was trying to speak, and he made it about him, and I'm not going to apologize for asking him to let her speak. And Daisy's like, oh, my God. Daisy misses everything on this boat, right? She never understands why anybody's fighting with anybody, because she's never there. She's like, she's got the smokers thing where you miss all the inside stuff because you've been outside smoking.
Yeah, exactly. So Daisy is like, oh, fucking cool. You can't live with them and you can't live without them. There, some nice little cliche to smooth things over. Let's come back together as a group now. So now they get into the vans. And now, I'm sorry, Ronnie, that I mixed up the scene earlier of what are they doing in the other van with the scene now of what do you think they're doing in the other van.
I know, it's a very intricately plotted show. So now Daisy is saying, what do you think they're doing in the van? And she's like, what do you think they're doing, all those boys with Ashley in the van? And Gabriella's like, I mean, they're giggling and grabbing Ashley's tits right now and jiggling them. And so it cuts to them and they are
giggling and touching her boobs. And Kelsey's like, They are. And then Kelsey's like, oh, they're probably doing it to Marcos's beatboxing. And it cuts back and Marcos is like,
So then Ashley's like, stop, Gary, Jesus. And he's like, well, give me a lip kiss then, because you're always kissing someone else then. She goes, no, I'm not. And she kisses him, but she's like annoyed on her phone flicking through whatever. So then back at the boat, it's hot. Someone's like yelling, it's hot tub time and stuff. And Marcos is dancing with a bottle. But then Gary goes to bed. And I was like, uh-oh, is this a scene where Gary's waiting for someone to crawl into his bed? But he says, no, I just need to go to bed. I need to catch up on sleep.
I know, it was shocking. But nothing is more shocking than the fact that Colin, for like the first time in the history of Below Deck Sailing Yacht, gets into the hot tub. That's right, everyone. He gets into a bathing suit and gets into the hot tub.
Wow. I didn't even notice that.
Oh, yeah. So, major development.
Sorry, that's such a rude Colin thing to say. I didn't even notice also, Colin. It's like the first time he's ever gotten in the hot tub. I was like, nope, didn't notice.
Who was that? I sense a presence in this hot tub. Anyway, it must be just an extra jet they installed.
So everyone gets dry, and then Gabriella goes and crawls into Gary's bunk. And he's like, are you jumping in? And she's like, yeah. So then Marcos comes in and he's like, oh, wow. And she goes, could you keep it down? I'm trying to sleep. And he goes, you're in my fucking room, so shut up.
I sort of obnoxious for her to request that since it wasn't her room. Sort of obnoxious for him to respond that way. So they're both just being obnoxious to each other right now. And so she goes, wake me up at 6. So then Ashley's still hanging out with Colin, oddly enough. And so it's a rare moment where Colin is like, someone's like hanging out with him and they're like sort of like gallivanting around and they're like, oh my God, Gary is such like a puss. He went to bed early. Let's go wake him up. So they go in and they turn on the lights and they see Gary there with Gabriella in the bed. And Ashley goes, that's fucking hilarious. Oh my God. I can't with this fucking shit. That's hilarious. I am so unbothered right now. But of course, she's like the most bothered by this entire situation.
Yeah, she goes, see, boom. That's what I'm talking about. Gabriella's a snake. And if Gary wants to hook up with her, that's fine. But I'm not going to make out with you in the van, then have you hook up with her on the boat, even though I did. Oh, dude.
There's a lot going on here because, like, it was just the last episode or two episodes ago where Ashley was like, you should totally hook up with Gary. Remember, she was saying that to Gabriella in, like, an attempt to create, like, a false alliance. And now she's, like, upset that Gabriella is hooking up with Gary. At the same time, Ashley has made no secret of the fact that she's, like, she really is feeling Gary. And so there is, like, a violation of girl code happening. At the same time, Gary has made it very clear that he is not interested in Ashley whatsoever. So she should have no expectation.
Except he was just in the van trying to make out with her and grabbing her.
Except that there's that too. So like it's all, everyone's just like fucking up left and right. There's just no sides. You all are fucking up.
Yeah, there is no violation of girl code here, I don't think. You're violating my boar code. Because this is the dumbest shit ever. And I'm like, it's tiring, you know? So then Ashley's like, Colin asks what we're all asking. The voice of America. When he's like, why are you girls fighting over this fucking guy? And she's like, I'm not. But like, if this is how it's going to go, like, he kissed me in the van. Like, I didn't kiss him. And he's like, you're just jealous. And she goes, okay, sure. I'm jealous. He goes, you are. You're jealous. That's the problem. She's like, ah!
And then Daisy comes and goes, bad, 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 everyone to bed. She suddenly becomes like the proctor at a boarding school. Everyone goes to bed right now. Everyone. So that she's like sending them all to bed. And she's like, I don't want Gary at all. Meanwhile, of course, that's like exactly everything that she wants. So then Daisy goes into his room and she's like, Gara, while you create a fucking shit show for the rest of us to deal with, I just want you to know what time your deckhands have to be up tomorrow. He's like, oh, dinner, blah, 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 blah.
So then Ashley keeps whining to Colin and she's like, I have to work with her on the interior. Like, what do you want from me? I didn't fucking do this. Like, I don't want any part of this. And Daisy's like, Ashley, big.
Go to bed.
So she's just like, I'm fucking over it. My knights are constantly being surrounded by idiots that have to be put in fucking line. So then
I didn't do anything. So Ashley goes up to her bed and then falls out and slams into the doorknob on her way down.
Yikes. And then all of a sudden the show turns into Inception because the music is like, wham, wham, wham. I'm like, what is happening? Is the boat going to turn upside down and they're going to go into someone's dream? And she's just like, the music is so serious because it was a pretty serious fall, but the music is like, wham. Like, okay, relax.
I was like, lol. So then next day, the boat is a disaster. You know, that's a given. There's shit everywhere. And Gabriella slides out of Gary's bed, like slide onto the floor off the second mm-hmm. story. And then we get like wacky electronic clown music. I'm not really sure what's going on. But Ashley's still mad. She's like, I don't remember how I fell. All I remember is Gabriella sleeping in Gary's bed. And you know what? This is why I have trust issues.
Well, you encouraged it, though, Ashley. You encourage it, and then you feel a sense of betrayal when it happens. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
She's just that person who walks into the bar and calls the hottest person. Like, that one's mine. And then mm-hmm. anybody who flirts with the hottest person is automatically fucking her over.
Yeah, exactly. It's like she's happy to step in that role of being, you know, besieged with... But she's, I don't know. I can't even use the words. My brain is rotting as I speak. So Gary is like, he's like, well, I woke up with Gabrielle in my bed and I didn't know what was going on. And I thought I was in her bed and I don't remember kissing Ashley. That's what you call alcohol influence. Am I right?
Oh, and Gary doesn't remember, guys. Of course, Gary doesn't remember anything. So no. Then Daisy's checking on Ashley and she's like, I'm fine. Gabby's in bed still. And she's like, oh. So later, everybody's working, and Gabriella sees Ashley, and she's like, oh, thanks for waking me up this morning. She goes, oh, yeah, well, I was just cleaning. And she goes, no, seriously, thank you. That was really nice of you. She's like, but I'm sorry. She goes, well, I'm glad you got up on time. All that matters is that Daisy knows that you were up early.
Yeah.
She's just pissed off.
She's... just like just attacking with passive aggression, just like unabashed, you know, unmasked passive aggression. So Gabriella's like, I hate that I'm making a bad impression on people that I look up to who are more experienced than me, who are great at their jobs. I just want to cry because what does it say about me that at the end of the day, I'll just be remembered as the girl who crawled into Gary's bed? Oh, man, that's sad for me. That is sad.
Again.
Again. I am sad for Gabriella that she's doing this. Like, I'm like, she seems great. But I'm like, oh no. The Gary thing, that is hard. That is hard to get past.
I don't even think it's the Gary thing at this point with her. I think it's the Marcos thing. Because she looked, you know, Marcos is so good at what he does. And he's doing, you know, now Marcos is being a dick. And she's like, well, is it me? Like, what the fuck? So she goes to Daisy and she's like, look, I slept in. I'm sorry. And she's like, I'm not mad about that. I'm mad about the straight liquor. I'm mad about things going too far. Don't get into Gary's bed when he's asleep. Like it was some kind of, I mean, Daisy, no, that's not it. Because he said, are you getting into bed? So it's not like it was some kind of assault. And
no,
you've been slamming it back straight from the bottle, too, and making out with Gary. So it's kind of like, don't throw dicks when you live in a ball sack house. You know what I mean?
I just want better for Gabriella. I want better for her than Gary. That's all I want from her. I don't think that she did anything professionally wrong. I don't think she did anything wrong. I just want her to have higher standards. So then Daisy's like,
girls, take it down a notch, okay? Someone's going to get hurt or someone's going to get fired, all right? Or someone's going to fall out of a bed and hit their forehead on a doorknob. Oh, that already happened last night. Never mind. We'll cross that one off the list.
Kelsey's like, I've got it on my phone. Anybody want to watch it again? It's really good.
Kelsey, this is just footage of you flossing with your hair again.
Oh, and sorry.
Ashley goes, oh my God, that never happened before. Like, I don't drink like that when I'm not here. Wow. That's great. So you only drink like that at work? That's great, Ashley. She's like, well, I advise you don't drink like that while you're here either, Ashley.
So now it's time for a preference sheet meeting, and we meet we see who the new guests are going to be. So the primary is a lady named Dawn, who's a Chicago-based vegan foodie, and she enjoys nothing more than dining in the finest restaurants. They want water toys and five-star dining, yada, yada, yada. And there is a deckhand who's coming, but the deckhand will not be here before the end of this coming charter.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Gabriella pulls Ashley aside and she's like, wanna come here real quick? Like, look, I feel like I wanna leave the boat. Like, I just feel like I'm always in trouble. And this is what happens when I drink around people who don't know me. Like, I don't trust you guys, you know? And it's just an uncomfortable way to live. Okay, well, A, why are you trusting Ashley?
Why are you telling her this?
Who hates you? And you know she's gonna run and use this against you. So what are you doing there? And if you can't drink around people you don't trust, then stop. Well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you
doing? Like, this is a very solvable situation. Like, but I am flummoxed as to why she's telling this to Ashley. Like, I actually think that she must be testing Ashley. I think that she's saying this stuff to see if Ashley's going to run and tell everyone, because it doesn't make any sense why she would tell Ashley. I mean, Ashley is like, I think Ashley is a dangerous person. And I think that she is. This is not the smart thing to do. So then Gabriella tells us that her self-esteem is in the gutter because she puts a lot of her self-worth bases her self-worth on like how she does with her job and how she wants Daisy's respect. And she's just like fucking you up and whatever. I'm like, well, stop drinking so hard at night and stop, you know, like stop getting yourself so bothered with Ashley. This is why you're falling apart here, you know?
So she's getting emotional and she's like, I seriously, like, I don't even want to be here anymore. Like, I just don't want to be here. And Ashley goes, I think it's just like a stress thing. She goes, no, like, I don't want to be here, Ashley. And Ashley goes, I'm not really good at like, oh God, I'm not good with this. So
I'll give you a hug and then just like, you can put your hands on around me and we'll create a hug experience and that should be good enough, right?
And Gabriella's like, well, you can start by telling me how you feel about what I just said. And she's like, obviously, like, I don't know how you're feeling, so are you gonna talk to Daisy? Like, she just told you how she's feeling. So Ashley sucks, basically.
Yeah.
And Gabriella is coming to like a suck well for why would you come to her? Like, she sucks. She's a well of suck. Why would you come to her? So she's like, please don't tell Daisy. She's like, sure, I won't.
Which absolutely of course she's gonna do not.
Like in the next 30 seconds.
And she's gonna tell Daisy in the worst, make it sound as worse as terrible as possible. Yeah. So then Gabriella goes up to Gary and she's like, you know, I really do like you, Gary, and I like our friendship, and I keep crawling into your bed because I just want to snuggle with you, you know? And he's like, oh, that's fine. I'm not mad or angry at any of it. And she's like, well, I'm sorry about that, and I want to make this work with everybody. And you and Kelsey are my people. But the way I get on with you guys, I'm not getting on with Daisy and Ashley. And she basically is like saying she's going through it, right? And Gary's like, well, you know, people are going to have their differences and, you know, people won't get along and, you know, you're with each other for 24/7 and you're still going to come snuggle with me, right? Because I still haven't gotten quite the blowy yet. Sort of want to check that one off the box, right? Am I right?
And he tells us that you could see from the beginning that Ashley thought she was going to be she should be, you know, the second. Like, she should be in charge. And it makes him wonder if Ashley's going out of her way to make Gabriella feel uncomfortable, because that's the worst thing you can do to move up the ladder, like, by making someone else feel bad, you know? So then Gabriella's in her room, and there's dramatic music. And she's like, hey, Ashley, are we okay? Because I just, like, want to finish the seat. Like, look. I just want to keep my job. I want to be friends with you guys. I'm done with drinking on nights off. Like, I don't need any more bruises. And Ashley's just flicking through her phone. She's like, same.
Ashley doesn't care. Ashley's not barely even listening. I feel sorry that they're in this annoying cycle where they are just like so, they just like go at each other. And then there's like this attempt at like friendliness that just always fails over and over again. So now it's the next day and they're just like cleaning. It's like cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. The water is choppy. There's going to be swells because there was the storm the night before. And so Gabriella, they're lining up for the guests. The guests are walking down the dock and Gabriella has a tray of champagne and she's not holding it the way that Kate Chastain taught us all after Laura, oh my God, Laura from Canada, after Laura dropped a tray of champagne, Kate Chastain taught us, you put your hand on the champagne glass bases to secure them, and Gabriella does not do it. They fall. It was like the most cartoon pratfall of champagne glasses falling over.
Yes. One, then two, then all of them.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get everything cleaned while the guests come up the dock. And Gary's like, just tell him it's the wrong boat. So they come up and we get the hellos and everything. And some food is served, some little mini salmon carpaccios. And the lady's like, oh my God, these are not small swells. And I say that as a vegan foodie.
This is where Glenn starts using the word lumpy a lot. He's like, whoa, this water's getting a little bit lumpy. We got some lumpy water coming on here. We'll just put up the sails. We'll get through all that lumpiness. A lot of lumpy water.
And so then everything's leaning because the swells are big and the boat's going crazy. And then they hear slamming and the sliding doors are opening and slamming shut. So Gary runs down. And one of his fingers gets slammed to them. And it's like slams it hard. Yeah. And
well, they're like, they're trying to close the doors to secure them since they're open. And because the boat's tilting so much, the doors are like, bam, 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 bam. So they finally just like, they're all there trying to close the door. And they finally get the doors closed. But Gary's finger is there. And it slams on his finger. And so he like runs off and he like runs down to his room and then just like screams in his pillow. He's like,
and that brings us to the end of Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Will Gary ever use his finger again? Will Gabriella quit? Pleasant. Will Carol ever discipline her child?
Carol.
I'm so mean to Carol. I don't know why. Carol literally didn't do anything but be a sweet mom.
That's okay. She did not establish proper boundaries for Tom, and this is where we're at. So you know what? Carol has to get it too.
Everybody, thanks so much for being here. We will be back later this week with Real Housewives of New Jersey and Orange County. Okay. Thanks for being here. We will catch you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shawdell. Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Less Namey.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just Saying, Okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's Always Supplying, It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's Give a Kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's Our Queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, You Can't Have a Burger Without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She Leaves Us in Stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender. We Want to Hang with Liz Lang. The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. No One Makes Us Feel Well Like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's Cheese on a Bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She Ain't No Shrinkin' Violet Couture. We love you guys.